Challenges, new opportunities. If you have your Bibles this morning, you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 5. This is actually out of the same passage where Sunday school lesson last week was taken. Chapter 5, I want to read the first six verses, if you would, if you find your place, if you would stand with me. We're doing you like a yo-yo this morning. Luke 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, this also Galilee, the same lake, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for all your goodness, your mercy and grace. Lord, I thank you for the word of God. I ask you now that you would bless the reading and that you would take it and encourage our hearts and challenge us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In July of 1961, 38 members of the Green Bay Packers football team were gathered together for the first day of training camp. And the previous season had ended with a heartbreaking defeat when the Packers squandered a late lead in the fourth quarter to lose the NFL championship to the Philadelphia Eagles. And as the Green Bay Packers were joined in there together, I'm sure their thoughts was, well, we pick right up where we left off last year. We got within a couple minutes of winning, and we'll just pick up. Coach Lombardi will have some good encouraging words, but it's on the contrary. Coach Lombardi walked up in front of these guys that had played just a few minutes of winning NFC Championship, and he said, gentlemen, this is a football. The guys thought, he didn't have a clue. He said, this is a football. And I'd say that their minds were blown. It even said that in the reading that it went so far as one of them said, he started going through the fundamentals of football. How to block. How to tackle. How to get in a three-point stance. He went through everything. One of the greats that retired as probably the Hall of Fame said, Coach, you might ought to slow down a little bit. We can't hardly keep up with you. He said Coach Lombardi just grinned and kept on. He started something that coaches now today do the same thing. Coach Lombardi started then, and from then on, he stuck with the basics. He coached the team that had the basics down pat. He went on from him and never lost a playoff game in his career. Won 5 Super Bowl championships in the next 7 years, 3 in a row. He got stuck with the basics. He never veered away. He started from ground one and went on with it. And I think this morning, and the Lord had laid me this way, I think we could say in the Christian walk, in the Christian time, this is a football. This is a new year. As I've mentioned it, new challenges and new opportunities. It's time we can cultivate some new habits. I'd like to get rid of some old ones, get in some new ones, wouldn't you? Eat less, exercise more. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Fret less, trust God more. Worry less, depend on God, have more faith in Him. Amen?
Spend more time in the Word of God and on my knees before God instead of wringing my hands and fussing about everything else. Amen? And I believe, and God had dealt with me on this passage. And see, Jesus had been teaching here, and he was about pressed into the water. He said, I need a boat over here. They're going to run me in the lake. And he got in the boat, and he got out into the shallow water. But I like this, that it said, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Well, I tell you, there's a lost and dying world that needs to hear the word of God. And they need exactly what we have. Are we taking it to them? Are they hearing it from us? There's a world that needs to hear the gospel. See, he was in shallow water teaching. And I believe that, and I was thinking, and as I was thinking on this, in the shallow water is our basic biblical doctrines. We know the basics. I think we ought to reiterate them. Go back, read the Bible again, and dig into some of these things that we take for granted and get down to the gist of them. See, in the basic doctrines in the shallow water is where most Christians are today. You're awful quiet. I think we're happy in shallow water. There's no danger there. Nothing to intimidate you, unless the crawfish intimidate you. Few minutes. And we like waiting in the shallow water. We like being comfortable. I tell you, at the state associations in November, and this has been a couple years ago, and I was down, Rhonda didn't go with me that year, and Dan Foster, we have a little bit of time on Tuesday. He said, right up here, I want to take some pictures. And we rode up Gatlinburg and up toward, we even went to Clingman's Dome, but that creek that runs down through our, he said, I'm going to take some pictures. It was kind of cold, but not real cold. My feet was hurting, burning. Your feet ever burn? That probably from the diabetes. My feet was hurting, my feet was burning. He's over there taking pictures, and I had my shoes off, put them in that cold water. Man, it's cold. Dan laughed at me. He shook his head. He thought I was crazy. Oh, that felt so good. And I had my feet in the water. I like being in shallow water, but Jesus here was teaching, and he was teaching the basic doctrines, but then he made a statement. He said, launch out into the deep. Well, I tell you, this may be 2 or 3 week message. This is the Lord has this laid this on my heart, and so many thoughts, and I was trying to write them down, and I took a paper down, and as I've been studying, looking over the last few days, I'd write a little bit down. Well, I got yesterday trying to put it all together. I said, oh, wow, I'm in a mess. But the first thing I want to ask us in the new year, how willing are we to launch out into the deep? How willing are we to launch out into the deep? You might say, preacher, that's we. See, they had heard about Jesus. They'd even been introduced to Jesus in John chapter 1, 37, 38. Here, even in John, Luke here in 4, I think up verse 38, he had went into Simon's house and healed his mother-in-law. They had met Jesus. But now they were being asked to be involved. Just knowing him and knowing about him and showing up wasn't good enough. Jesus now said, I want your boat. It's all right when he's around and everything, but now he's saying, I want your boat, Peter. I want to use your boat for the ministry. I now want you involved in the work that I have got, that the Father has sent me to do. And so now, let's take your boat. It used to be a saying when I was young, say, we'll take your car and I'll drive. But that's kind of way, I believe it was Jesus saying, here, Peter, we're going to take your boat, but I'm going to do the driving. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, this morning, are we allowing him to use the boat? There's a license tag that I cringe every time I see them. You see them every now and then. Most people's got rid of them. God is my co-pilot. I mean, that's a good thought, I guess. I want him to be the pilot. I want him driving this boat. Until I get out of the pilot seat, it's going to be a mess. But he is now saying, now I want you to get out of the shallow water. I want to use your boat. And now let's leave the shallow water and go out into the deep. It's one thing sitting in the shore in the shallow water. It's another thing when you get involved and you get out in the deep water. The deep water kind of spooks me. I remember being on a cruise, and the captain said, we are now on the Straits of Florida, whichever there was, and said, we are now in water 2,000 foot deep. I kind of took a big swallow. You know, that ain't no worse than 100 foot, I don't guess, but in my mind, 2,000 foot deep, that's deep water. And to see, he's saying now, I want your boat, I want you to take us out into the deep water. And then he goes a little bit further and he says, throw your nets over. Now, if I know Peter like I think I do, he kind of offended him. Who do you think you are? This is what I do for a living. That'd be like Gary come down and tell me how to do drywall. What are you talking about? I think that's the way Peter took it. He said, what are you saying? He said, Lord, we've been out here all night. And anybody that knows anything about fishing knows that the fish comes up at night, and when you throw these nets out, you get them and drag them in. You don't fish in the daytime. And God was saying, Jesus was saying, I'm wanting you to trust my wisdom instead of yours. Whew. Don't trust on what you've been taught. Don't trust on your past experiences. I'm asking you to trust me. Peter said, well, whatever, we'll throw them over. See, I'm afraid as Christians, most of us are kind of like these Green Bay players. We need a reminder of how to get back to the basics to get to the deep water. They had to go over the basics. In 6 months, they was Super Bowl champions. Horston, now the trophy is named after Lombardi, the Lombardi Trophy. They were the best in the world. They started from scratch back there in July. Before we can go any deeper, there's a couple things. First of all, we got to get our feet wet. That's the biggest thing. If you're going to get in the deep water, you first got to start with your feet wet. And the Bible says, and also I want to read in the book of I won't take a vote. We're not going to have a service now. If I go a little bit, is it okay? All right. We won't count the votes. We'll just go. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. I'm going to use these two passages together, and Ezekiel 47, starting at verse 1. If you find your place, say amen. got a few amens. Afterward, Ezekiel 47:1, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house. And this is the temple. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me to the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, thou hast seen this. Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. This is a perfect picture of the Spirit of God, the grace of God. It starts from God. It started out from underneath the altar of the temple of God. And that's where it started from. And today, that's where it still comes from. Ephesians 2:8, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's still of God. Anything that we'll ever do for the Lord will come through God by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It is still Him. It's that we need to get to the basics, and we need to be sure that we've got it nailed down, that we don't go a pass, and that it all starts and it's all got to do with Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews, He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He designed this thing. He saw it through. He said it's finished on Mount Calvary. He said it's finished when He stepped out of that grave and He ascended into glory. He sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession, and He's coming back to get us. That's the gospel of grace. Nothing could we ever do to get that grace except receive a free gift. Boy, I'm thankful for that, aren't you? See, it comes from the Lord, but we must be prepared. There in verse 3, He said He led me out into ankle-deep water. Now, I didn't learn how to swim until I was in high school. I phys ed, and I took swimming 1 of the 6 weeks, and I learned how to swim in high school with David Crockett. Swimming pool. My cousins and some other folks that used to keep me when I was little said that when I was little and they tried to give me a bath, it was like trying to put a cat in a mailbox. Said that I had one cousin said the hardest thing I ever done is try to give Timmy a bath. Well, I was terrified of water. I'd stomp them creeks dry and we'd even get out in the river. I could not swim until I got in high school. Coach Fry took me in 2 days, he had me swimming. It was amazing how quick and easy it was when I listened to him. But see, we have got to get over the fear and intimidation. See, that was the biggest thing that I was worried. I was intimidated by water. And I still, you've seen when he said 2,000 foot, I still, you know, I'm still intimidated. I can swim, but I've sure got a lot of respect for it. But we have to get over being intimidated. Are we intimidated with going into deeper things? But preacher, I won't understand it. I don't either. Don't tell nobody. I'm the preacher. I'm supposed to know it all. Ain't I? See, that's one of the worst fears I had preaching. And I could have let it hinder me. I don't know the Bible good enough. I don't know all this stuff that these guys know. I've not been trained. I don't. Lord said, trust me. I know it. I said, well, I know you know it. Amen. And see, that intimidation will keep us from growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we get intimidated with fear, we won't grow. We won't witness. And I know what it is. You're afraid. They'll ask that question you don't know the answer to. You know what comes out of a preacher's mouth a lot? I don't know. What about such and such? I don't know. But let me tell you what I do know. See, and I take that and get in over where I do know. I can get you to the basics. I know where Cain got his wife. I don't know some of this other stuff. I know what Jesus done. I know he came and he lived a perfect life and he laid down his life for my sins and I called upon him and now I'm saved and I'm on the way to heaven. Glory, hallelujah. We'll talk about that all day, all you want to, brother. Well, what about this here? Was that wine Jesus drank? I don't know. We'll ask him when we get to heaven. But I'm telling you what, I remember Dad got some new wine. Well, glory. I knew the day that I got a good old dose of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you about that day. See, the devil will try to take us and lead us off somewhere else. But let's not always do what they do. Let's get it and go back to where we're comfortable with. Amen. Don't be intimidated. Now, here's a good answer, but don't leave it at this. I don't know, but I'll go read and study. I'll get you an answer. I've racked my brain before getting somebody an answer. Then I go back and I say, right, here's what the Bible said about it. Amen? Well, we're not. But that's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why I want you to read the Bible in here. That's why I want it in your mind and fresh and on you. Because I'm going to tell you, you'll be witnessing to somebody. Somebody will ask you a question. And lo and behold, you read it 2 days ago over in the book of Exodus. Or in the Gospels. Or in Psalms. Or in Proverbs. And you'll say, wow. Well, I don't know, but here's what the Bible says about that. I had a guy one day, I hadn't been answered called to preach long. And I'd been reading the Bible and I read through a passage where the sons of Zebedee, Mom, I think, asked him, they wanted to be able to sit on each side of Jesus when he got to glory. The guy asked me, he said, what's one thing Jesus couldn't do? I said, well, he couldn't grant the two sons of Zebedee to sit on each side of him. He looked back. You know the Bible? I said, I read that last night. Amen. I just had read that passage. That's how God works. And when we apply ourselves and get into the Word, don't be intimidated. Don't be in fear of getting deep into things of God. What if God wants me to speak in tongues, preacher? He ain't never. But if that's what he wanted, he'd lay it on me. Amen? What if he wants me to do? Then he'll take care of you. What if he wants me to teach a Sunday school class? Then he'll provide. I can guarantee you one thing. You'll learn more than anybody else in class. Amen? I will guarantee you that. I'll guarantee you too, when you get up there and your knees are knocking and you say, Lord, help me. Then a few minutes, hell, peace will come over you. You still may stutter. You still may be red-faced. You still may hem-haw, but he'll get you through it. I've been preaching 11 years now. I still stammer, still spit, still stutter, still can't whisper. A friend of mine texted me one time, and Rhonda was going to text him back, and she said, I feel guilty of texting on your phone. Him thanks me. I said, I just misspelled a couple words. It'll be all right. See, and I'll tell you another thing of learning to swim. See, I was in high school. Man, I was cool. I had that long hair flowing. I thought I was it. But I had to admit to that whole class, I didn't know how to swim. I mean, these were people I thought a lot of. I had to get to the point where I said, Coach, I don't know how to swim. You see, that the pride is the biggest blocker for us. We don't want to admit to anybody that we can't do something. Amen? How many things have you messed up? I got this. I don't need instructions. That's the interpretation. See, and we have that pride that sets in that says, I don't need this. I don't need to go further. I'm just good where I am, and I'm comfortable right here, and I don't want to get in over my head. What if Peter said, oh, no, Lord, I'm not going back out there. I done been out there, and I'm done. Then we wouldn't be reading about him like we are today. We wouldn't be reading where he walked on the water. You might say, well, he sunk, he turned around, it don't matter. He walked on the water. I don't care what he done afterwards. Peter walked on the water just like the Lord did. Until he took his eyes off of him. See, and Peter was ordinary. I think that's why that he just an ordinary guy. Speaks before he thinks. Amen? Holds off and does stuff. Well, Lord, we're going to build 3 temples. What's the dumbest thing in the world for him to say at that time? The Lord hushed him up real quick, didn't he? It's my son, you listen to him. And I can't get over it. I've got to get right back here. What is it that makes us think that we have to know everything? Pride? We think we can read it on the internet. But we think that we have to know the answers to everything. And we kind of get miffed when we don't. That's why Google's so popular, ain't Dan? I can get on Google, and then I can go out with the guys. Yeah, I can tell you how to take that apart. See, the intimidation and the fear. The Bible said it starts here in Ezekiel and at the altar. The altar is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, if we don't get over being proud, if I didn't get over being proud enough to learn to swim, I'd have drowned it. And I'd assure, knock myself out of a lot of fun. I don't know about you, but Hey, ain't nothing when I was young much more fun than going and diving in the creek, diving in the lake, or diving in somewhere and swimming and enjoying it. I just enjoyed that so much. I'd have knocked myself out of a lot because I could not have got over it. See, and the thing about it, if we haven't accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we'll go to hell. That's just plain and simple. If we can't get pride out of the way, then we'll die on the milk of the Word instead of getting into the meat. We'll never mature. Our bones will never mature. Our bodies and our muscles, will, spiritually speaking, will not mature. If you take a baby and all he ever drinks till he's 16 years old is milk, he's in bad shape. As Christians, how long have we been saved? Where are we in our spiritual walks? Are we the same place that we were when we got saved? Or have we grown? Stepping out. I tell you, I had some embarrassing times when I first started teaching Sunday school class. I remember teaching a class and I couldn't find the scripture. Those high school students sitting there, one of them said, they must have tore that page out of your Bible. They all got a kick out of it. I could have closed my Bible up and quit right then. It'd have been easy to. But guess what? I knowed where the scripture was. It ain't marked next time. Hey, man, I might not be too sharp, but I learned a few things. Then I started printing it off. But we have to get over some of these things to grow. John 3:3 said, you must be born again. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Don't marvel that I said you got to be born again. It's got to take supernatural. If you're going to grow in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you got to do it supernaturally. You can't do it physically. You can't do enough on your own. Peter said, Lord, it's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But you said, do it. Now we'll do it. Pretty much what he said. Lord, I've been out here all night. I'm a seasoned fisherman here. And you're telling me to do it just opposite the way I've been doing it. All right, Lord. Now the nets was breaking. Glory, hallelujah. Took another boat to help haul them in. Then what did Peter say when he got to the shore? Depart from me, my Lord and my God. I'm unworthy to even be in your presence. Praise the Lord. Well, glory. God give a good lesson out on the lake that day. Has he give you a lesson? Have you trusted him? Have you stepped out? Have you said, Lord, I'll go? That don't make a whole lot of sense to me, but you said do it. I'll do it anyway. It didn't make no sense to me to call me to preach. I said, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. I don't know the Bible. I'm not smart enough. I sure ain't no Alfred Cutshaw. He said, you don't have to. This beat him. I'll use you. Wow. Praise the Lord. And he's used me. Allow God to move, work in your life. See, in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1, the Bible said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection. The chapter 6 of Hebrews is deep, deep stuff in that chapter. The writer of Hebrews started out in that chapter and he said, now we're going to go a little deeper. We're going on to more things, more perfect. We're going to get past the salvation. We're going to get past the baptism. We're going to get into some deep matters that's going to take you through to the end. That's going to help you. That's going to help you to be the teacher that you need to be. It's going to help you be the Christian that you need to be. That's going to get you into the deep doctrines, the mysteries of the gospel of God, the things that angels desire to look into, the things that the prophets didn't know about. And you come and you listen to me and you trust me and I'll take you into the deeper things. Amen? I'm afraid that so many of us don't want to go. See, Peter had to row out there. That's work. You ever rowed a boat? You ever been out on a motorboat, a big one, and it die? And you had to take that little oar and get into the shore? That's a little different than a John boat. John boat ain't that heavy. I never will forget me and my brother. We wasn't far out at all. Motor quit on that boat and we had to roar in. He fussed at me. I was 12, 13. You're going to have to row harder. I was about to die. It's hard work. Growth don't come easy. You have to work for it. You take millionaires, Bill Gates, I guarantee you ain't a lazy man. Guarantee you he ain't a lazy man. That other one, Warren Buffett, I bet you he's up before dawn. He ain't a lazy man. I heard an interview with Jimmy Johnson, one led Miami Hurricanes to the national championship, led Dallas Cowboys to Super Bowl championship. Jerry Jones, I guess how most of us heard Jerry Jones, multi-billionaire. They were roommates in college together. One evening, Jimmy was over there and in the playbook, and he was going on, and Jerry said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to figure out a way to win this ball game tomorrow." He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to figure out how to make another dollar." They wasn't lazy guys. They excelled in what they did. If we want to excel spiritually, it takes work. I lost everybody right there. It takes work. In verse 4, in Ezekiel, he says, "And he measured me and brought me to the waters, and the waters were to the knees." See, we've got to be prepared, but also we must practice. We got to put it in to practice. I'll go back to high school, and I was learning to swim. Just learning, doing pretty good. Now the day come, everybody lined up and dove off a diving board. You talking about intimidation. You talking about scared. Well, I didn't. Diving boards in the middle of the pool, you dive out in the middle. 10, 12 foot deep, whatever it was. 2 days before, I couldn't swim. Now I'm diving in deep water. Lord have mercy, I was tore all pieces. Can I share something with you? You not laugh at me. I go ahead and laugh, it's funny. Everybody got on the diving board and dove right out in the middle of the pool. I got on the diving board and dove to the bank. Straight to the bladder as I could go. I did that several times. They'd laugh at me. Coach just shake his head. A couple days I was diving out in the middle. I practiced. It worked up. I got over the intimidation. And then I started to enjoy it. Are you with me? We get in to the deep things of God, and you're going to get it in His Word is where you're going to get it. Don't trust it off of a TV evangelist. Don't trust it in some book you read. Now, I'm going to do my best to teach, but don't just trust me. I mean, I'll study and I'll do everything my part. Do it yourself. Work out your own salvation. Fear and trembling. Work it out. Dig it out. The things that I'm real dogmatic about ain't what Alfred Cutshaw taught me. It's what I learned in my study time with the Word of God between my knees and a tear in my eye. And God said, right here is what I'm talking about, Tim. If you'll move from this passage to this passage and move over here, you remember what you read last night? This ties into that. Go back over there and tie these two together. Now, are you getting it where I'm going into the deep things? The Spirit will bear witness. If the Holy Spirit moved upon men to write the Bible and that Holy Spirit lives within inside of you, that same Spirit will teach you what He taught the Apostle Paul. You might say, ain't no way. I don't have the training. That's a good thing about you. You don't need it. You got the Holy Ghost. See, if we can't get our minds wrapped around things, we can't accept it. I had a friend that was real analytical. He had to analyze everything. Grace was, man, I never seen nobody struggle with it like he did. Why? Because he couldn't explain it. He didn't have all the answers. That's what makes faith so good, ain't it? Praise the Lord. If you got faith, you're far better than a lot of smart people. I shouldn't say, I don't mean that. A lot of educated people. Just because you ain't educated don't mean you ain't smart. And I'm neither one. But I want to ask you, how much are we studying the Word of God? How deep are we into the Scriptures? Well, we read Sunday school lesson. That's good. But do you have a plan? That's why I wanted to give the reading plan, because if you don't have a plan, I've got one. You can use it. Get into God's Word. I tell you, God's beat me over the head this more than anything. He wants His people to know His Word. He wants us in to the in-depth things of His Word. That's where your growth is going to come from. I love singing as much as anybody, but you're not going to grow that much listening to gospel music. You're not going to grow that much listening to, if they're preaching the Word and you give, but do it yourself. You'll be amazed what God will move and bring on you. It's all right to have devotion books, but get in and read and pray. And I have took passages and I've said, God, I don't have a clue what this is talking about. Will you show me? And within a week, it'll jump off a page at me. I said, wow. That is where God wants us, digging into His Word. See, the waters moved out from underneath the temple, and they went in the direction. The man with the rule in his hand directed the pass of the waters. He directed him out from underneath the temple and around and back around and down the stream into ankle-deep water. And then it turned into a river. It was under the direction of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His Word, there's a rule to it. There's a design. He's got it designed that we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is by His direction. He said in Luke 24:47, and that repentance and remission of sins that should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That was the plan of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, written in red letters. How are we going to teach somebody God's word if we don't know it? Second Peter 3:18, the last verse Peter wrote in his epistles. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Hebrews 5:12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. I don't want to be in that crew. How many prefer a glass of milk over a steak? I didn't see a hand in here nowhere. I want on the meat. I want to get deep. I want to be able to talk to anybody about the Bible. Have you got the knowledge of it in your head? Can you go through and give an overview of the Bible to somebody in 5 minutes? We start Genesis. Then God destroyed the world. Then there was the patriarchs. Then there was the judges. Then there was kings. Go right on through. Then Jesus came. And he fulfilled the law. Back in the law, they had to kill sacrifices. But Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. And then, and we can go, and have we got that knowledge that we could take somebody that don't know nothing? You might say, preacher, we live in a Bible Belt. There's people here that don't have a clue what John 3:16 is. Those days are long gone. The days that we grew up. See, study and then do it. How much are we reading? I'll finish up here. But I want to ask a question. How much time, and don't answer me, but how much time do you spend on a smart device a day or computer? I would venture to say most will spend 1 to 2 hours. Am I way off? Most people spend a lot of time. I've got it here. That little app. Take that swipe. I know how to use it. Right there. Online, 1 year Bible. Scroll right there. Wham, there's my daily Bible reading. That fast. I can spend 10 to 15 minutes and I've read a portion of the passage today. I can do that in my recliner. I can do that sitting at the doctor's office. I can do that on my break. Amen? That simple. And you would be amazed when we devote that time to God, what He would do for us. See, if we don't practice, we're not going to grow. Are you further along spiritually than you was January the 5th last year? Have you grown in the grace and the knowledge? Can you tell me more about the Bible today than you could last year? Do you have more scriptures memorized today than you had last year? How many people have we led to the Lord in the last year? How many people have we studied the Bible with in the last year? We can't do a thing about that. We can do something about this year. This next year. We grow in the grace and the knowledge. We'll close with this. Are you where you want to be spiritually? Are you satisfied and comfortable in the shallow water or wherever you are, or do you want to get deeper? Let's pray. Father, we come to you again. And Lord, I'm so thankful to be able to call upon you. So thankful, God, for your word. So thankful for this wonderful congregation. Lord, we ask you now that you would move and touch upon our hearts. And Father, I pray, God, that you would move and challenge us to step further, to trust you, Lord, and study your word, Lord. Get more involved and more depth in the study of God's word. To pray like we've never prayed. Witness like we've never witnessed. God, to be able to do the things that you would have us to do. Lord, that we would